Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu. We've got a little time here at the end of the broadcast day on this Tuesday afternoon, August the 26th, and you might have heard about our Issues Etc. comment line. We talk about it quite a bit. It's an opportunity for you to call in any time of day or night, whenever you listen, if you listen live or you listen on demand, as many of our beloved listeners do, with questions, comments, show suggestions, whatever you want to say. We want to hear it, and you can leave it at the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382. Let's begin with some feedback from yesterday's interview with Wesley Smith on a new form of abortion advocacy.
Hi, this is Pat from Michigan. Thank you for your interesting topic about what with Wesley Smith. Wesley Smith is absolutely right in connecting the new abortion debate to sexual equality. This war on women is promulgated very early on, and I got to thinking about this. I work in an OB-GYN office, and they have an advertisement for Skyla, an IUD birth control. It shows a young woman in a pose catching her guitar at the bottom of a slide instead of a child. The caption reads, "This is my child now." And there's another ad that shows a young woman pushing a professional camera in a baby swing, and that caption says, "This is her baby right now." And I personally find these advertisements disgusting and demeaning to women. But unfortunately, this is just one instance of how young women are being misguided, and it feeds into a very self-centered society that we all live in. But thank you for your show and your very interesting topics. Bye.
Thank you for your comment. Now, if anyone who wants to hear our conversation with Wesley Smith can go to issuesetc.org, click Listen on Demand, and he's right there on Monday's program talking about a new form of abortion advocacy that is based not upon choice, but upon sexual equality. It's a new argument that's actually been advanced by Ruth Bader Ginsburg of Supreme Court fame about why she thinks Roe is bad law, and there's a better way of making that law. He talked about the possibility that a future Supreme Court differently comprised could simply, yes, overturn Roe v. Wade, but replace it with essentially another Supreme Court fiat saying, look, abortion is a matter of sexual equality, reproductive equality, not choice, and it's simply a fundamental right, like the Second Amendment, the comparison that's often made there. So, yeah, I mean, I think what we're seeing here is a willingness on the part of those who advocate for abortion, not all of them, but many of them, to say, sure, there's life in the womb, even from conception, but not all life is worth the same. And sometimes maybe playing your guitar or your photography career might be a better option than continuing that life. Quite true, quite chilling.
Hi, my name is Carol, and I'm calling from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada. I have a question about Professor Jeffrey Pulse's comment regarding how we can't explain how the people were in their graves. I would think that God could do anything. His son died for us, so I'm thinking that he sent those people back to come out of their graves. I don't have a problem with believing that. Anyway, that's my comment. I love Issues Etc. Thanks. Bye.
And thank you for your comment as well. We're talking about a conversation with Professor Jeffrey Pulse, and he mentioned there about a question when we were talking about Samuel, Old Testament prophet Samuel, when he's allegedly brought back from the grave, and he made the comparison with Matthew's account of Jesus' death, where at Jesus' death, it says, some of the saints came out of the tombs and were seen in the holy city. He says, we simply have no way of explaining what that means, these people who had been long dead. He didn't say God couldn't do it. Okay, so let's be careful about that. He didn't say that this couldn't happen. It certainly did happen, and God certainly did cause it to happen. But he said, and this is something that puzzles Bible scholars, what do you do with these saints? It's a singular account in the Gospels, who rise from the dead at Jesus' death, and are seen in the holy city. And where do they go after that? The Bible leaves it unexplained, so guess what we say? We say it happened, but we can't explain it because the Bible doesn't explain it. Where Scripture speaks, we speak, and where Scripture stops talking, we stop talking as well. Our Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for August is a two-volume companion to the Bible called Luther Bible Companion. It's voluminous. It's got pictures, charts, graphs, just about everything you need to know by way of background to any book of the Bible. It covers the entire Holy Scriptures, Old and New Testament, and you can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. I don't know if it has anything in there about Samuel or about people rising at Jesus' death, but it certainly has many other questions that it answers there. And like that principle, where Scripture speaks, it speaks. And where Scripture does not speak, it does not have anything to say. And we should be satisfied with that. Find out more about the Lutheran Bible Companion, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow we'll get a biography on 5th century St. Augustine and his mother Monica with Dr. Bill Weinrich. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
You know that when your eyes close here, that when they open there, the first face you'll see, like the blind man, is Jesus's.
Pastor Chris Roseborough, host of Fighting for the Faith, speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
This is the gospel. It's Jesus. And when you take these texts and make them about you, you miss him. And you leave yourself with no hope. And our hope is in him.
You can listen to Chris's entire presentation and teachings by Craig Parton, Matt Harrison, Al Schmidt, Will Whedon, and Jonathan Fisk on a new audio DVD for the 2014 Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. For more information, look for the DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org.